First of all, you got to work from the bard, Edwin. All the money parts are in the bard. Now you take Othello. Oh, he was a hell of a fella. Not a living man from Singapore to Hades could match that man when it came to the, ladies. Now his wife had a father who caused a lot of bother when he saw that Othello wasn't, white as he might be. The more he saw him, the less he liked him. Now Iago, so they tell us, was a rotter. He was jealous. He told the noble Moor that his lovely wife deceived him. He swore that he was sure, and the angry Moor believed him. Thus, Othello went upstairs, said, Desdemona, say your prayers. Repent while you have time, my love, of your egregious sin. And then he took a pillow out and quickly did her in. Next morning, he was sorry he had murdered his young bride, and taking out his bodkin, committed suicide.
When you play for a crowd, what you say, say it loud. Make it
rumble, they won't listen if you mumble.
Give them tears, give them groans.
Fill their ears, shake their bones.
Give them hell and in round clear tones.
Now the ripest part of all is sly Iago. No man could match that clever doggo. Actors of a lesser clay will always while their time away, playing noble Moors and suffocating wives. But only those with grasp would dare to play the asp, the villain who on fascination thrives. I speak of Iago, the menace of Venice.
When you play for a crowd, what you say, say it loud. Make it rumble, they won't listen if you mumble. Give them tears, give them groans. Fill their ears, shake their bones. Give them hell and in round clear tones.
Oh mercy, but this is fun. They loved me in Pomona when I acted Desdemona, the victim of a jealous husband's rage. The bravos came in torrents when I played it up in Florence. Never has such passion been presented on the stage. Oh, Desdemona, cruelly treated, sore mistreated, so misunderstood. She came to grief by a handkerchief, and a villain who meant her no good. Oh,